From the WLRN Newsroom, I'm Farrah Hutkins. Last month, the Florida Department of Corrections cut millions of dollars of funding for prison reentry programs. As WLRN's Danny Rivero found, one center in Pompano Beach tells the story of what those cuts mean for people in and out of the system.
A month ago, this would have been a bustling room. But as we open the door to a transitional house for inmates, rows of empty bunk beds sit quietly under the buzz of incandescent lighting.
So this is a dormitory. It housed 60 men for over 20 years.
Jim McClellan once ran the operations here for Bridges International, a nonprofit. As we walk into the hollow din of what's left, he takes a minute to reflect.
It's hard to swallow. If you've been here and you've seen the effects of reentry programs like ours, it's hard to come here now and think about those men and women that aren't receiving these services.
Last month, the Florida Department of Corrections made nearly $25 million in cuts. The department didn't get fully funded in this year's state budget. Those cuts impacted work release programs for inmates and slashed mental health and drug treatment. The department recognizes that the situation isn't ideal, but it says it had to make cuts somewhere. The contract between the state and Turning Point Bridges International in Pompano Beach was canceled. 24 employees here lost their jobs, and 100 inmates were sent back to prison. McClellan thinks cutting this jobs program for inmates now may end up costing more money later.
We don't know how that will work for our court systems, whether more people will end up going to jail than previously did, or state prison. And typically those beds are more expensive than the work that we do.
67 similar contracts around Florida have either been canceled or have lost some of their funding. The cuts fully come into effect on July 1st.
We recycle pallets and we rebuild lives.
J.D. Danner owns Pallet King, not far from the Bridges International Complex in Pompano Beach. For the last 15 years, her company has offered inmates jobs building and repairing pallets used for shipping. It's a tough job, working power tools under the blistering sun. She typically keeps former inmates on the payroll when they get released.
Except for two guys in our yard, everyone has been through Bridges.
That arrangement came to a close when Bridges International shut down. Four of her employees were sent back to prison.
I don't understand how anyone who's making these decisions can possibly see that that's a good idea to do that.
The Florida legislature isn't scheduled to go back into session until next March. If they do find a way to bring funding back to the program, Danner says she would employ inmates on their way out in a heartbeat.
The one thing I love the fact about that program is that they weren't allowed to call us inmates. We were clients.
Jason Bellows was at Bridges International until he got sent back to prison when the center closed. He had only 2 weeks left on his 3.5-year sentence.
I was highly upset because when I lost my job, too, you know, you're putting me with a couple weeks left back in an environment and, you know, where anything can happen.
In Pompano Beach, Bellows helped manage logistics for people shipping cars around the country. On the day he got out earlier this month, he called his old job and they asked him to come back.
If it wasn't for Turning Point Bridges of America, I wouldn't have this job. I would have gotten back out of prison with not a clue what to do, nowhere to go, with just, you know, the thoughts in my head.
Bellows says he's back in the life of his children, and his 2-year plan is to have his own house and to make his mom proud of him. I'm Danny Rivero in Pompano Beach.
This is WLRN News. I'm Farrah Hutkins.